98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Welcome back to the show. The Coyotes back in action tonight at home against the Minnesota Wild, and we are joined now on the 72 Sold Sports Line by their head coach, Andre Tourigny. Coach, first of all, let's start with that win on Saturday. You get your first NHL win, and it was done in pretty dramatic fashion as well.
Yeah, there was a good show for the fans, right? There was a lot of gold, a great comeback. Like you said, a great finish, so... That was a sweet one. I think the guys worked really hard for weeks to get a reward, and finally we got a reward. So hopefully now we have the monkey off our back, get rolling.
How nice was it, too, to see Lawson Crouse, of all people, get two goals, but also the game winner, because he has kind of been the heart and soul of the team through the first month?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Yeah, Crosser, since the start of the camp, he works really hard, and he has a great attitude every day, and he give it all. So he does a lot on the ice. He's not just scoring goals for him. It's his presence defensively, the speed he brings, the physicality. He's a textbook player, so it was good to see him get a reward.
Coach, did you celebrate at all?
Not much, honestly. I was tired. We're all happy. We're all the coach together, but I did not do much after the game. I was just relieved, happy, smiling, and get ready. And next day, I had a good day off. I went for a little bit of hike and nothing special.
So, Coach, what did you say to your guys after that game, though? I mean, obviously, your first win of the season. What did you say to them? How did you want them to process that?
What I told them after is I think we played a lot of good games, and the frustration was high because they didn't get a reward, and I was feeling bad for them because they deserved to win before that. But that win was a good testimonial of their character, and I was proud of them. That's what I told them.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny, yeah, to the point that you just made right there, I mean, they were sticking with it. They were playing some of their better hockey so far this season leading up to that game. Are you encouraged by the fact that they did not get discouraged by some of those rough finishes against, like, Washington and Carolina?
Yeah, absolutely. They have a lot of character, and their work ethic is great. You know, we did when we talked this summer, we didn't want to change culture, and having that kind of a culture of work ethic and character and never quit and never see the high attitude, and really happy about the way the boys are doing it right now.
What did you do well in that game specifically, Coach, to win that game?
You know, we were much better in our breakout. We instead to do the perfect play with the puck, we move the puck up, we create good speed off our breakout, and the trouble. Sorry, guys. The trouble was up there, our zone, and that gave us momentum to go in offense and make plays.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny, Karel Vemelka has been so good for you guys this season, kind of a revelation throughout development camp and training camp. But at the start of that game, you know, he was the one you had to pull a minute in, and that, I get that that's not like a reflection on what he's done, but did you just feel like your team needed a jump start there?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And, you know, that was the little bit sour taste in that game because Veg, like you said, he's our best player since the start of the season. So it's not like he deserved to get pulled. It's just we needed a little spark there, and we needed to turn the tie, and we went in that direction. And actually, Veg was really, really solid, but it's not because Veg was not good or whatever. Those two play were a really quick play, and the way it happened, we needed a little bit of a change of momentum.
Coach, what can you tell us about the Minnesota Wild you're going to be taking on here tonight?
Yeah, it's the team is really good in the ozone. When they are in ozone, they create a lot of traffic at the net. They're one of the best team in the league for screenshot and rebound. So we'll need to be really good around our net. And as well, they, on their transition, they attack at four. They are really involved in the offense. So for us, it will be to keep going with the job we did on our breakout and making sure we gain the next zone. And as well, we last game, even if it's a win, we can be better around our net on those rebound situations, protecting our net son, and we will need to make a step in the right direction in that game.
There was a stretch there where offense and generating goals was an issue, and yet through all of this, Shane Gostisbehere has 9 points already in 12 games. Is he doing anything specific where, I mean, to be a defenseman and to be around 9 goals like that through these first few games is impressive?
Yes, it is. Ghost has a really good hockey sense. He can move the puck really well, and I think he's a big contributor for us. But he play with confidence as well, and he makes really good outlet pass. So, yeah, he's one of the really positive contributions since the start of the season, no doubt about it.
Coach, what have you seen from Barrett Hayton? He's a guy that has interested me. What exactly are you seeing from Hayton?
You know, Hayton, he does a lot of good things. He's that kind of a guy who his performance is not always the reflect of the scoreboard. He's a guy who wins his draw. He competes really hard in his battle, down low, in our zone, in offensive zone. And he has good skill as well. He can make plays. So he's the kind of player who can play with offensive player, but as well, he's reliable. He's a 200-foot player, and he does a lot of good things on the ice. He's the kind of guy who will create room for his teammate. He will make some pick, some cutoff. He will finish his check. So he's a guy who grew a lot in the last couple of years, grew his game to a complete game.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on that first win. Good luck tonight against the Wild, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach.